Yeah, we had some awkward nights there as well, but, you know, some fights and that sort of thing over the years. We rival gangs, you know what I mean, from...
Because I know that there's quite a lot of youth culture in Stevenage.
There was, well, it was a skinhead era in the early 70s, the skinheads and, you know, that type of thing. And everybody wore boffer boots and braces and Levi's Stay Fresh trousers, you know, Brutus shirts. It was, I mean, everybody dressed to impress. And they really were spectacularly dressed, you know. You know, razor-sharp creases in your trousers and that type of thing. It was really... I mean, we all looked smart. But there was rivalry between different towns. In actual fact, I live just outside Luton now. And I was in a club, the golf club, the other night, and I was talking with a few guys of my age. Yeah, we used to go to Stevenage Mecca. And they said, oh, yeah, we used to go over there for the fights. And it was Luton and Hitchin, Welland Garden City, and Stevenage. Each town had its own conglomerate of groups of thugs, for a better word. Now we call them thugs. But then they were just, you know, bunches of lads. And it was all rivalry between women. You know, the women always railed up the fights. It was never the lads' side, you know what I mean? And because the lads were just drinking pints of bitter. There was no lager in them days. Pints of bitter and quite happy.
They're just waiting for an excuse they want.
Yeah, it was just... And then the fight started. And either it was Desmond Dekker and the Aces or Johnny Johnson and the Bandwagon. I forget what group was on stage this particular night. And I wasn't a DJ that night. I was in the Nocturne nightclub. And I came out onto the balcony. And I remember that all the barmaids were all cowled up at one end of the bar. And there was girls behind the bar handing out glasses from underneath the counter and bottles. And the boys were throwing them over the balcony onto the dance floor. Oh, it was. The police came. They had loads and loads of trainee policemen there with all their blue bands around their helmets. So you knew who they were, like trainees. And they all turned up and a couple of police dogs got, you know, badly injured because of cuts and that sort of thing on their feet, yeah. And I think it was such a big crowd, they had the main ballroom open and a patio suite. And they were on big sliding doors, concertina doors. They opened it up, so all one big room. And I remember everybody cowarding into the patio suite and getting in and out of the building that way. People just left in droves like, ants disappearing out of it. Oh, it was terrible. It was a horrible night. And it finished in very bad taste, like, you know what I mean? And I think they sort of squashed it after that, quite a lot of things. You know, they restricted this. And we had one night there, I forget what the name of the group was now, but they were a heavy rock band. They stopped all the rockers coming in, take all their rings off, you know, the great big rings and mutton, all their belts and belt buckles and all that. And I remember in the foyer of the Mecca was a great big, I mean, literally, must have been about a metre and a half high of leather belts. A whole stack of them, just put them there. Yeah, I don't know if they ever got back, but yeah, they had to take them off and their leather jackets, all the studs in them, they weren't allowed to wear them. But that's fun days, fun days. Right?